We continue in this fluidity of experiencing. And in that continuity, yes, we notice that this experience of now has this taste of being ungraspable. Yes. Actually, quite easy to notice. If we tried to paint a picture or write a poem on exactly how we feel now, what we feel, we must admit impossible. That's what is meant by ungraspable, beyond words. And even that so-called meditator, this yogini, this yogin inside, difficult to find. And if we only go that far, we might be tempted to install ourselves in a bubble of spaciousness, fluidity, everything of same taste, so-called equanimity. But this is not all of it. Have a look. There is so much happening. If you have your eyes open, there's a constant flow of seeing. If you don't block your ears, there's a constant flow of hearing. Connected with the body and breathing, there's a constant flow of feeling, sensations, coming from the body. We can even smell, and there is this minding process, being aware of thoughts, moods, little fluctuations in awareness. And this is the vivid nature of mind. We call these experiences appearances, that which appears in consciousness, that which appears in mind. If we were to stop here, it would be vivid, but somehow passive. And this would not do justice to how the mind is. There is a creative interaction. Appearances are not just appearances. It is maybe more proper to call them the creative play of mind. Some of it is karma, is the effect of what we have lived so far. The after effect of past creations. And then there is a possibility to direct our attention, sati, to where we find it most wholesome. We are engaging. And the place from where we engage is a place of knowing, of deep understanding. It's a place of knowing, of feeling that right now, this very now, everything is fine. The Mahamudra masters would say, this now is the perfect now of awakening. The Dzogchen masters would call it the great perfection. And this is due to the fact that whatever appears is self-liberating. That's its nature. The self-liberating arising. Also, the thinking about an I and a self, what I want, what I don't want. Also, these processes are self-liberating. This is the place of knowing. Seeing, feeling, tasting, that there is nothing to fight with. Just leave it, and it will dissolve in its own ungraspable nature. Even strong thoughts, strong movements, memories, all of them, same as the smaller ones, the less strong ones, self-liberating, always freeing themselves into the next experience. Wherever the attention goes, this is the next experience. If the attention dwells on the same issue, it will create similar appearances. If the attention moves on, allows for the previous experience to dissolve, then something completely new can show. Depending on where the attention rests, similar appearances will arise, or different. this self-liberating activity of the mind is nothing else but the impermanence or the empty nature. It's just seeing it, how it works. Let's take a little pause here. That's the middle of the session. Make yourself comfortable again. In the next section, I will invite you to work a little bit with an emotion, but please take a simple one, an easy one. Not the toughest, not the roughest, just a little one. Something which you will be able to allow to come to your mind. A little disliking, a little liking, something like this. What we're going to do is we will combine the breathing with the self-liberation. And I will show you how to do it. And just be so wise to maybe take something which, a little emotion here from the retreat, something of the last days. I suspect you might have had some emotions. It can happen, and even in retreat. A little clinging, a little aversion. Something of that kind. So the basic practice will be that every time we remembered it, we will learn to immediately let it go again. That's the basic practice. Touch and go. Oh, the practice is be aware and let it flow. Let's start with establishing ourselves in the practice of breathing in and breathing out with awareness. Let your mindfulness ride on the experience of breathing. Following the in-breath from its very beginning through the middle to the end, the turning point, breathing out, beginning, middle, end. Turning point and so on, very closely. Feeling this natural movement. Feeling it fully. Really riding the breathing experience undistractedly. Allow it to become a whole body breathing. And we take the heart, the center of the chest, as the center from which the breathing happens. The whole body breathing into the heart and breathing out from the heart. Now imagine that the heart area, the center of the chest, becomes a very wide sphere, very vast, luminous, like a luminous space opening up in the center of your being. In the Tibetan tradition, sometimes they put a Buddha there to make it even easier to feel what this luminous sphere is about. We can call it today, this is the sphere, the palace of self-liberation. Whatever we feel on the in-breath, these feelings enter that great sphere of light and dissolve in that. A little bit like clouds entering the warm open sky and then dissolve. So we do a few in-breaths, just that, whatever comes to mind, breathing it into this vast space of awareness, where it can dissolve. And breathing out, we are in the simplicity after the self-liberation. So wonderful that everything liberates by itself. here and there a thought arising, sensations arising. That is the awareness in the chest, in the heart, that doesn't cling and where everything can go its natural way. So basically, the heart is a place of non-clinging. It is also a place of love and compassion. Because love and compassion, they tell us not to cling. Be wise, my dear. Allow everything that you fear to liberate itself. And there is the breathing out with this wise compassion and that simplicity. And this out-breath goes into the world and shares with the world this simplicity, this warmth. So for a while, I invite you to be more with the out-breath, how it naturally goes out into the world, and of course into the body, bringing a message of relief, freedom, relaxation and letting go. And we will do like this. Sometimes you will be more with the in-breath, and then at other times more with the out-breath. With the in-breath, we open up to experiences, breathing them, so to speak, into the heart. This is the sphere of self-liberation. And with the out-breath, we are in this warm, compassionate freedom that flows. That flows everywhere our attention is going to. So we start with ourselves, some little situation, perhaps of the past days, where we had a little emotion, something that we can call to mind, that comes to mind almost spontaneously. And we breathe it in and we allow it to liberate. And that's the moment already of letting go. Feeling it, remembering it, and no more identification. And shift to the out-breath, offering yourself that freedom, that relaxation that comes from being aware and then opening up to the flow again, that comes from the self-liberation. We are in a process of deeply accepting ourselves. We take the in-breath as a symbol to be in the world, to feel our emotion, and the heart is the symbol of knowing its true nature. And the out-breath is the symbol of that warm understanding that flows back into the world of our experiences. Imagine yourself how you were in this moment of attachment or aversion. And with a warm heart, breathe in. And breathe out again and give yourself all the love and support that you would have needed in that moment. Give yourself in retrospect that understanding that you would have needed then. Breathing in, we feel the stress that was connected to this emotional experience. And the stress dissolves together with the memory of the situation, with the emotion. It dissolves in that openness. And the warm understanding flows back. And now, towards the end of this exercise, stay more with the out-breath, with the symbol of nourishing yourself. G- Give yourself all that warm, kind support that you long for, that would have been so good also to feel in that situation. The situation has long dissolved. And please feel how you receive that support, how it enters your whole being. And now you connect that also with the in-breath. In-breath and out-breaths are simply full of support and understanding and kindness. And when you feel ready, I invite you to open the eyes. This is just a means to bring ourselves back here. We have been working a little bit with the mind, right? We've been working a little bit with some emotion. And we are still alive. It's a safe way of doing it. And please congratulate yourself for doing it. In the afternoon session, I will explain you a little bit more this practice. It is called Tonglen. Yes, it is called receiving, Len, taking, and giving. Tong means to give. Giving and taking. Actually, it means sharing and receiving. And you always start with yourself. It's a way of practicing bodhicitta in a very, very constructive way, actually, with our emotions. And since we have a few of them, Then there's, yes, don't we? Yes. Then we always have a chance to practice that. And since you're so familiar with the breathing, then, of course, you can connect it easily from time to time. And now, because you will have this walking meditation, and you know there is the siesta time and so on. Yes, and then it might happen that your mind wants to go back to that and wants to continue. But I ask you, don't do much more of that. Small, little bit, and then a lot of simply being aware, not inviting more emotions, not trying to go for it. This is the spiritually ambitious mind who now wants to do more. Hey, take it easy. Do walking meditation. Yes, be aware of it. Continue, especially with the self-liberation aspect. That's the aspect you need to strengthen. To always look how everything dissolves anyhow. That's its nature. By nature changing. By nature without substance. That's the important thing. The rest, I prefer we do together. Yes? Okay. So, may all beings be happy. May they all find into this deep understanding of whatever emotions they might experience.